fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 5th day of January 2024. The preparative today is to get ready for spring. Yes, I know we're in the middle of winter on one hand. On the other, if you intend to have a garden this coming spring, now is the time to be getting your seeds, your fertilizer, the tools you'll need, maybe get some expertise, read a book or two, or join a gardening club, so that when it's time to get those seeds in the ground, you're ready to hit the ground running. All right, we have Patient Wayne in Greenham, my friend, Pastor Evan Bell. Pastor Bell is the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri. He is a man who spent a chunk of time living in a foreign country, learning a lot about the world in ways that most of us can only dream of. And we're talking about the events today and how we can help get our spiritual lives in order. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, John. So good to be with you again.
Good to have you with us. And Pastor, I've been advising people for years to get their spiritual house in order, not getting any specific spiritual advice. That's not my job or my expertise. But when a person gets their spiritual house in order, everything else kind of falls into place, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, it does. It's the foundation stone, really, of the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. It was only a few years ago, I thanked one of our football players who led our team in prayer before every game. And he was not aware of the effect that his prayers had on the team, but it had a great effect. And the intensity of football is hard to understand unless you've been part of it. It's controlled combat is what it is. And we walk away from those games sweating and bleeding and dirty and tired and exhausted. But the prayers helped give us the strength that we needed to get through that ordeal. And another follow-up on that, it's been well known for decades that the men and women who went into either concentration camps or POW camps in World War II, if they had a strong spiritual foundation going into those situations, they had a much greater chance of coming out alive, didn't they, sir?
I believe so. And John, I look back to my high school wrestling days. Now, this would have been in the late 70s, very early 1980s. We had a coach and assistant coach Coach Summers was all business, no nonsense. He had been in the Marines. He had been in Vietnam. And he did not like you. But the assistant coach, Coach Santaguglia, he was an Italian from Chicago. And he had studied for the priesthood, but then fallen in love and then gotten married, of course. And was teaching English at Zephyr Hills High School. And he would pray with us. And at the time, my father was a little distant and not much good at home. And I took such strength from his prayers and his love of the students participating in that wrestling program. And that was a big part. Looking back, that was the best thing I took away, was his fatherly advice and his prayers, team prayers.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you had that experience, sir. Doing a segue here, talking about the future of our country and the developed world, there is a scientist, his name is Dr. Gert Vandenbosch. He used to be with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a very well-qualified scientist and vaccine expert. He was interviewed earlier this week, and he said that in his opinion, the highly vaccinated countries, which of course the United States is one of them, will lose 30 to 40% of their population over the next few years because they got the COVID vaccination clot shot. Now, of course, he's not the only one saying this. There's a number of well-qualified scientists saying very similar things. I wish I could find a way to disagree with them, but I'm no vaccine or scientist expert myself. But from what I'm seeing with the 20% increase in all-cause mortality, I find no way to disagree with them. How about you, Pastor Bell?
And I'm no doctor either, John, but I am a student of history, and I do know that dark forces have often worked their agenda on the masses. And it almost reminds me of Cambodia and its intention to wrench the country back to mired in third world ways by killing off all the educated, anyone with an education.
Right. Right.
And that's what we're seeing happening with the vax, because it will hit the hardest developed nations who have had the easiest access to these immunizations.
Absolutely. That's what's coming. And of course, who's going to take the place of all these vaccinated people that are going to die? Well, they're coming across our border at the rate of at least 10,000 a day, aren't they?
Yes, and that's why I use the Cambodia reference, because it's almost like powerful forces want to reduce us all to just a third world.
The goal of Pol Pot was to put Cambodia back on a primitive agrarian existence, where Cambodia wasn't at the cusp of becoming a modernized country similar to Thailand, which is very modernized. Pol Pot's decimation of about one-third, one of every three people was murdered there, hurt that country a lot for about 20 years. But Cambodia has recovered from that. The Pol Pot era is not even a memory for people under 20 years of age. The ability of human beings to recover from horrible things is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
And it's what will get us through this as well, John. But we will pay a heavy price. Those that have taken the vax and those that have already begun to manifest all sorts, a myriad of problems.
Absolutely. Well, at my website, there's a document that a judge forced Pfizer to release. 9 pages, single-spaced, of all the known side effects from the Pfizer vaccination clot shot, if a person wants to read it. It's a really scary list. If you haven't seen it, Pastor, it's a really scary list. But these changes will come. The people who got the clot shot will pass on to their reward, whatever that might be. And those of us behind, I call us the remnant. In fact, I'm getting ready to produce and sell T-shirts that the people wearing them can promote themselves as being part of the remnant. And the remnant will pull through this, won't they, sir?
They will. You could add the word deplorable. the deplorable remnant.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would sell almost as well, I think.
I think so. You know, that's a work in project, and we're working to get those ready to go sometime soon here. Well, Pastor, in your training in seminary, a lot of what you had to learn had to do with human behavior, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We served a seminary that was very practical. It wasn't so much about Greek and Hebrew, although I studied those, but it was also about serving and connecting with people, building community.
And that training and expertise has really come into play both when you were in Kazakhstan and as well as here in Viburnum, correct?
Absolutely. It has served me well. It really has.
That's good to know. Well, we have a small country church in Viburnum, Missouri, right on Missouri Route 49 in the city limits. Viburnum is a town of less than 700. It's the highest elevation and corporate community in the state of Missouri, which has drawn some people to that area because they know what's coming in the future also, which is massive violent earth changes. You didn't get to meet one of our neighbors. He's now deceased, Steve Canfield. He bought the house down there on Highway 49, one of the largest and most beautiful homes in Viburnum, when he retired from the Navy as a Navy submarine officer, specifically because Viburnum is the highest altitude community in the state of Missouri. His wife from Long Island was absolutely in turmoil because she no longer had easy access to Saks Fifth Avenue or Macy's, but she got by. How about that, Pastor?
Well, the internet is the great equalizer among shopaholics.
Absolutely.
It is.
It is, absolutely. Well, small town life is much different than big city, isn't it, sir?
We prefer it, John. We really do. We make two trips to St. Louis a year. And there's a couple stores in St. Louis we like to shop at, but other than that, the internet provides all we need, and there's not much there that we would want.
Absolutely. Well, I spent most of my adult life in the city. I moved out here about 22 years ago, and it was, on one hand, it was a culture shock. On the other, it was a good culture shock. There's about six or seven restaurants I can walk in the door and be greeted by name, which is unusual. The different vendors I work with to have repairs made on my car, maybe a parts store, whatever it might be, where I'm greeted by name or actually find myself related by blood or marriage to somebody that works there at the bank or at the parts store. I moved out here not knowing I was related by marriage or blood to more than 100 people, which I found rather delightful and surprising. But the whole culture is different, and it's once you're used to it, you don't want anything else, do you?
But no, we live on a gravel road. I know you live on paved. We know 9 out of 10 cars that pass us by, John, and it's a good feeling. You know, we can see when our neighbor, his wife is taking their daughter to school, and we know when they're late, and we kind of set our lives to our neighbors making their daily runs, and it's the rare car that we do not know. And we like it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, I was introduced to the New King James Version at Free Will Baptist, and I grew up reading the King James Version, which is not easy. It's doable, but not easy. But I really like the New King James Version. It reads like a daily newspaper. It's not hard to comprehend at all, is it?
No, it isn't. And it stands upon the King James, which is solid ground. A lot of times I talk to people about Bible translations, English Bible translations, and there is a fiercely loyal group of Christians devoted to King James Version. And they imagine that just because I look at others, that I don't like the King James or don't have an affinity for, and nothing could be further than the truth. It served so capably for hundreds of years, and its scholarship cannot be questioned. But we, for our choices, have just moved to the New King James, largely for the people coming into the church. And that's something that fits with the ethos of our church, John, that it's not all about us. We want low readers, poor readers, second language readers, we want them to be able to read and access the Word of God. And a person who has read King James for 30, 40, or 50 years cannot understand, unless they learned a second language and read the Spanish Bible, for example, they can't understand how much their shared heritage and knowledge of the King James feeds into their ability to comprehend it.
My understanding is that when King James was working with the translators, he said to him, if I can paraphrase, hey guys, make it sound old. Even when King James was alive, they didn't talk that way or write that way in normal business, did they?
I don't believe so. It is, much of it stands upon the Geneva Bible, and the Geneva Bible also had a powerful role. I was gifted one for Christmas, by the way, John, a beautiful facsimile of the Geneva Bible. And in its introduction, it had a history of how this Bible was produced for English speakers, but outside of England, actually in Switzerland, in Geneva, hence its name. Because at the time, just before King James Bible, there was death threats. You were not allowed, under penalty of death, to translate the Bible into a common language such as English. And Geneva Bible laid the foundation. King James followed on that. But today we have, John, you know the condition of our schools. We have such low English learners in America today. Even American children growing up in American public schools will finish high school with fifth, sixth grade reading skills. And to expect them to move through the scriptures with a 500-year-old language is just too much.
Well, I'm going to amplify what you just said, Pastor. More than half the adults in this country read at a fifth grade level or lower. 20% of that bunch, 20% of all adults in this country, are illiterate. They can't, which, if you can't read at the third grade level, you're considered illiterate. Now, that's half the population of this country that either are illiterate or read at a fifth grade level or lower. That's pretty dismal, isn't it, sir?
It is. And that's where the church must meet them, John. We can wish, we can say, we can hold the bar so high that most fall beneath it. And then what do we have? A church of people that cannot access the Word of God.
I'm going to do a segue here real quick because this is so important. My wife just handed me a note that she feels completely cured. I was at my meetup last night, and we got a hold of a video from Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis has been promoting the concept that snake venom is part of the COVID-19. So I picked up on my way home last night. I picked up some nicotine lozenges, and my wife started taking them last night, and she feels 100% better and completely normal this morning because of the effect of the nicotine on the COVID-19 illness. So that's a good thing, isn't it, Pastor?
That's so good to hear. The marvelous Mrs. Moore is fully recovered. I know it lingered with her a while, but she's made of strong stuff.
Absolutely.
So glad to hear she's better.
Well, and that's very reassuring. And that video, Dr. Artis, and it's an hour and a half video. That interview with Dr. Artis will be on my website before the day is over, by the way. I don't want to dwell on that because the third hour with Marie Lasser will be talking more about that. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I must have got to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Pastor, this Sunday is the one-year anniversary of my wife and I being married. You were helped officiate at our wedding. You were counseling us before we got married. And we're going to have coffee and cake following the service Sunday at the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. And I want to take this opportunity to invite any of our listeners that want to attend to help my wife and I celebrate that first-year anniversary. That'll be great, won't it, sir?
Oh, yes, it will be. It was a match made in heaven, and we're going to help you reflect on the last year and all it's brought your way.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be fantastic. And the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, we have our Sunday service begins promptly at 10:30, and we wrap it up about an hour later, give or take a few minutes, and we'll adjourn to the community's room downstairs for coffee and cake. And that's this coming Sunday, the 7th day of January. Well, Pastor, moving on from there, your time in Kazakhstan, am I saying it right? Kazakhstan, is that how you say it?
Tajikistan.
Tajikistan. Are you still in touch with any people over there by any chance?
On occasion, yes. On occasion.
Has there been any a discussion about the pandemic, the clot shot, or the consequences of the clot shot with those folks?
The leadership of that country, largely the president, kind of a president for life figure, really played it down. He did not talk about the pandemic. It hit them and hit them pretty hard. But to be honest, I don't know what they've mandated. I don't imagine that they would have the resources to mandate and require everyone to get a shot. Right. So they will probably do that better.
Well, probably. Well, out of all the presidents, prime ministers, kings, and potentates around the planet, only three publicly went against the vaccination. All three of them were murdered, by the way. So the premier for life in Tajikistan, he probably got the memo to keep his mouth shut, didn't he?
Well, he largely takes his instructions from Vladimir Putin.
Right.
They rely on Russia and Russia's largesse to survive to a large extent as a tiny republic in rebuilding.
Right. Okay. Well, our culture, our country is certainly in very perilous times. We have supposed to have an election, a national election in 11 months, which there's a lot of speculation whether there will even be an election. The Republicans, which I'm part of the Republican Party myself, we intend to make use of all legal means. If ballot harvesting is legal in any given jurisdiction, we're going to do it. If mail-in ballots are still being used in any jurisdiction, we're going to do it. Duplicating everything legal and within proper bounds, whatever jurisdiction it might be, to get as many votes as we can to make sure that we win the not only the House, the White House, but the House of Representatives, the United States Senate. The route we're on with illegal immigration and spending $2 trillion a year more than what we take in, that cannot possibly have a good end, could it, sir?
Of course not. And, you know, I vote Republican, John. I surely do. I was tremendously disappointed across our nation that the problems we clearly saw with voting in 2020 were not fixed at the state and local levels by 2022. We still not, perhaps not as much, but our state operation, our state machinery must work harder to correct these so-called anomalies and problems with voting. And,
absolutely.
I don't think they have.
No. What we need nationwide is one day voting, no mail-in ballots, paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level. In order to have fair and honest elections. We got a caller and holder. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning. I have a question for the guest. What is your opinion or your thoughts on the true nature of communism itself? Is it a movement in and of itself, or is it a front for something deeper? Is it like Gary Allen and Larry Abraham over back as far back as 1971 said that it is in fact, and also author A. Ralph Epperson seem to think that it is a front for shadowy organizations and secret societies.
Okay, Pastor, do you have any response to John's question there, sir?
I think, I'm just a student like you, John. I'm not as informed as those two gentlemen you mentioned. I think it's a power structure created for people who want to seize power and rule over people. That's the way I see it.
All right, John, thank you for your call. We have about an hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm picking up a fresh batch of energy clearance today. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain got you down. What are you waiting for? The energy cleaning will help. Is it possible it won't? Yeah, it's less than 1% chance. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly likely to do. Details on energy cleaner, excellent testimonials you can read about at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com. Don't want to give out your credit card information on the internet? I understand that. That's why I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in Viburnum, Missouri. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Pastor, you purchased your home sight unseen, didn't you, sir?
Yes, I did. We saw it on Google Earth and just took a good hard look at it there.
Was it a street view or a bird's eye view or both?
I'm afraid it was only bird's eye view. We were buying it for the land, John.
Right,
we never thought we were going to move into the structure on it, but we did.
I've been by your home. You have a nice supply of firewood that should carry you all the way through the winter and have some left over the following winter. Heating with wood is what at least half the homes around here do, isn't it?
Many do. It's a good side business for many working men. They'll cut, stack, dry, and sell firewood. And there's nothing like wood heat. We just love it. It's a powerful heat. It makes certain chairs in our living room the place to be on a cold winter's evening. You just
Absolutely.
Can't beat wood heat.
Absolutely, Rome. At the Vibern Free Will Baptist Church, we have all the modern amenities. We have central heat. We have air conditioning, flush toilets. The Baptist church I went to with my grandmother as a boy over there on Highway 8 had no running water, no air conditioning. It wasn't until I was adult that I understood that the scent inside the church was actually mold. I didn't know that when I was a boy. But we have all the modern amenities, and it's a very comfortable campus, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. And 2024 is going to bring new things. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do in our church this new year.
Absolutely. Well, I know Vibern Free Will Baptist Church wants to have a more active role in the community to help the community get better in so many ways. We have a fairly substantial homeschool population around Vibern, don't we?
Yes, we do. A lot of people have moved to the woods, specifically to raise their kids in the woods, and homeschooling is often a part of that.
Absolutely. And tell us about all the services. I mentioned the Sunday service, which begins at 10:30. Tell us about the other two services, if you would, please.
Sure. We're beginning our Sunday evening service. We took a break off for the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We will probably be looking at the Book of Daniel on Sunday evenings. Everyone brings a snack, some to share, and we have a little light refreshment after our Bible study. Wednesday, we have a short prayer service. It's something 45 minutes or less, and it's a way that we sit and connect with one another, connect with the Lord. We share our burdens with one another, and we pray, and it's a great way to break the week in half.
My friend Steve Benoon, who was formerly a field agent with the CIA, who's still connected to the intelligence services, he's working with the various intelligence services even today on Bible translations, and was recently discovered a older version of the Book of Daniel that the intelligence services have determined gives a detailed description on remote viewing that is actually being implemented right now on the 5th day of January 2024, the Book of Daniel being used as an instruction manual for men and women to do a remote viewing because of the details in the Book of Daniel. You may find it a bit surprising, but then you may not. How about it, Pastor?
I'm intrigued. I'd like to learn more. I know there's more in the Word of God than we ever thought. I know this. And I would like to see his writings and what they see within the Book of Daniel.
Well, I might be able to connect the two of you on that point. And I'm no Bible student, but I do understand that especially the Old Testament was whoever wrote that had a level of an intellect that normal human beings simply don't have. I'm a big fan of something called the Bible Code, which is only involves the original Hebrew writings of the Old Testament only, and makes use of modern algorithms and the same computer technology the CIA uses for encryption and decryption. Fascinating area that stands up to any scientific scrutiny you want to stand it up to. The Bible is truly a marvelous book and a marvelous resource, isn't it, sir?
It is, and it has a marvelous author, of course, not just human authors, but divine authorship and divine marks within it as well, almost like Easter eggs, as we call them in software and in coding. The divine has placed within the Word of God his own handiwork and marks, and we see that on occasion.
There was an atheist Jewish cryptologist who was given a challenge to use the CIA's own computers and challenging him on the Bible code. His results were the following. We modern human beings, we have the ability to decrypt the encryption in the Old Testament, but we probably will never, ever have the ability to create what was done with the Old Testament in terms of encryption. That's certainly a testament to the divine inspiration of the Bible, isn't it, sir?
It is. John, I liken it to the beauty of flowers, herbs, and plants throughout this world, and it's only as the centuries and millennia roll by that we discover more and more of their benefits and their help to people. You know, 1,000 years ago, they were just beautiful flowers, but today we know the cures, the helps locked within flowers, herbs, and plants that we did not know before. God has put within them the means for healing and helping people, and the Word of God is the same. Year by year and century by century, it reveals itself to be a real gift of love from God.
Absolutely. Well, the oils, the essential oils, are mentioned more than 300 times in the Holy Bible. As I like to mention to people, you don't find chocolate chip cookie recipes in the Bible, only important stuff. And the fact that they mention the essential oils more than 300 times should be very telling, shouldn't it?
Yes, and not chocolate chip cookies, as good right. as they are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're our Bible scholar by definition, and there's always new nuances to be learned in the Holy Bible, aren't there?
That's right, and that's why I enjoy our Bible study. Our church folk may not realize this, but every Bible study is a chance for your pastor to purchase a new commentary, a new academic or intellectual look at a book, and I get to explore it afresh and anew, and then distill it down and bring it to people in portions that are meaningful and useful to them as well. So I'm looking forward to restarting our Sunday night Bible study.
Well, what I like to tell people about the Bible is, you know, we may have the technology that, you know, the average third grader has a smartphone and has more technology than NASA did in 1963, on one hand. But the Bible is not technology-driven. It's a study, in, among other things, it's a study in human nature, which never changes, does it?
Mm-hmm. It is. The range of characters, the cast, as it were, that the Lord brings across the stage of life through the panorama of time is amazing. People, their complexity, what comes their way in life, how they respond, how they call out to God or shake their very fist in his face. We see this on display from Genesis to Revelation, and it's insightful to us as human beings.
My wife was asking me about a week ago why I watch films involving combat, whether it's 200 years ago or more current. And I say, honey, I'm looking for the response of the characters to the situation they're put in. That's one of the interests I have in watching a film that has the intensity of combat involved. Learning the Bible is learning human nature, isn't it?
It is, and the Lord has given it to us as a mirror. The Word of God, in fact, says it is a mirror. It is a mirror of our own lives, our own response to the life God allows to come our way and how we respond. John, I'm with you. I do not like these modern superhero movies, not fantasy, not so much, because they do not portray real people in real life.
No, not even close. But well, we have a generation, men and women, more than men than women, that are caught up in the fantasy of video games. Young man I know, he's 26 years old, weighs more than 300 pounds. His life is two things, work and video games. That's his entire life. And I'm old enough, he's old enough to be his grandfather. I could outrun him in a heartbeat. And when a man 76 can outrun more than half the men in high school, is something broken?
It surely is, John. My own son, he is interested in these movies. He's 15 and a half. But, 7 o'clock this morning, he was up. He's working on a neighbor's roof today, earning his way in life, learning the joy of work, wages, of tithing back to the Lord. And I'm determined that the woods, raising my kids in the woods, is the best chance I have in today's world to not shield and protect them from everything in the world, but give it to them in healthy doses where they learn mastery over the things that plague so many other people. And feeding and watering cows at 6:30 or 7 when it's 28 outside is far better than learning how to negotiate 30 levels with a joystick in your hand of a video game.
Well, correct. And for decades, the military services have clamored to recruit farm boys and in some cases farm girls because they come to the military with a strong work ethic and skills that city kids don't even know even exist, don't they?
Yes. The only thing is their naivete and their lack of experience with everyone else in the world. My son and I, John, we're planning a missions trip February. We're going to travel. I know you will not like this.
Travel what?
We're traveling to Cuba, and we're going to rebuild a seminary building for a Baptist church in Cuba, and not Cuba, Missouri, but was destroyed by a hurricane. And I think international travel, the chance to see the world and to do good, is one way we can take raising kids in the woods and give them a international perspective that they can't find in the woods. And
well, it's not that I don't like it. I encourage you to do that on one hand. On the other, you should be advised that Cuban intelligence services will be making sure that you and your son don't contaminate Cubans with thoughts of freedom and freedom of expression, freedom of religion. That's one thing the Cuban government cannot tolerate is Cubans living there looking for freedom of speech, freedom of religion. So there will be handlers. They may not be all that obvious, but your movements and who you talk to will be monitored in case you don't know.
Well, I'm well aware of handlers and what to say from the moment I touch down in Havana till our plane leaves and beyond, John. I will be complimentary and observant of all the good their current regime has done the people. But
well, if you get a line on a 57 Chevy hardtop, let me know. I might be interested in buying it.
Well, they'll be in top condition.
That's
well
right.
Preserved, I'm sure.
May have a Russian radiator in it, but the biggest inventory of pristine 1950 automobiles is in the Cuba, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is frozen in time, as it were, before the embargo.
Well, I doubt that the owner of 57 Chevy would want to sell it, but I certainly would be interested. Anyway, well, that's going to be a great trip. Beautiful climate, beautiful people, great food. The Cubans I've met have all escaped Cuba, either as children or as young adults. And you'll have a great time there, Pastor.
I think I will. Going back to 1978, Zephyr Hills, Florida, Mrs. Cuevas was my Spanish teacher. She had been a high-ranking university professor in Havana when she fled and transformed herself into a Spanish teacher in a American junior high in Florida. But she would often speak of her homeland and Cubans' desire to return.
Well, it is a vast prison. Cuban residents cannot leave the country without express permission from the country's government, which is almost impossible to get. So they may not know they're prisoners, but they are prisoners. It's a vast prison. That's the entire country of Cuba, isn't it?
Well, it is an island, and it's easier affected there. We have a prison of our own, John. We are allowed weekend furloughs, but America's civil rights are every year being eroded bit by bit.
Well, they are, and that's why we need to get active locally and have conservative Christian patriots run for school board, run for county commission, run for the city, and so forth. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of January, visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church that I attend, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. And this coming Sunday, which is just a couple days away, we're going to have coffee and cake following this the service to commemorate and celebrate the marriage of myself and Dr. and the marvelous Mrs. Moore, which was a year ago this coming Sunday. It'll be a short but nice celebration, won't it, Pastor?
I think so, and we are so delighted that both of you have joined to be a part of our church. and you bring so much to our services. We appreciate your attendance and also your devotion to seeing our little church grow, John.
Well, we're in a growth phase, and we have room for singers, we have room for musicians, and plenty of space in our nicely padded pews, not the hard unpadded pews you find in some churches, but they're very soft and comfortable, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are. Our services last about an hour, and we would just love to see your listeners visit. There'll always be a place, and just see them spend a service with us would be really nice.
Absolutely. Well, we've had some of my listeners show up in the past, and I'm sure we'll have some in the future. And we like to wrap up our conversations with Pastor Bell giving us a prayer for our country and our people. If you would like to do that, Pastor, we'd love to have one.
I'd be honored. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we give 2024 to you. Before it comes our way, all that it holds, the good, the bad, the challenging, the situations that will cause us to grow, the situations that will cause us to cling more closely to you, O God, we give them to you. We ask for your help, your guidance, and your wisdom, your strength and courage to be the people of God day by day, to live out lives of love to those around us and help to those in need. In Christ's name, we ask your blessing on 2024. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. You have a busy day ahead of you?
Yes, I do. We're filling out documents, scanning, returning, getting everything in order for our trip. We'll be going to the bank and getting our passports for copies and things like that in preparation for our trip to Cuba.
What advice does the State Department have for Americans going to Cuba, if you know, sir?
Don't go.
Oh, okay. And what about coming back? Are you required to have any quarantine? It's considered a third world country because of COVID. Any quarantine coming back?
No, we're coming through Miami, though, so there may be some quarantine from that. Oh, I'm terrible, John. No, yeah, it's just through Miami and on to St. Louis.
Okay, well, good, good. Well, we'll be praying for the pilot and co-pilot because all these commercial pilots and co-pilots had the COVID clot shot, and we'll be praying that at least one of them stays alive during the entire flight. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
It would, and that they lay off the rum and colas. I know Cuba is well known for them. Yes.
Pastor, thank you very much. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, John.
We've got our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Marie Lasser. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Truth.